A long time ago, when there was nothing, there was God. There was only God. And God made the world. He made the sky and land, the mountains, the rivers, all the animals, and also a man and woman. At this time, everything was perfect. There was no sin and no suffering in the world. Everything was good. But one day, a demon tricked the man and the woman, and the man and the woman disobeyed God and did evil. God was very sad and punished them, but he still had compassion on them and helped them in their lives. After this, there became more and more people, but most people rejected God and became more and more evil. They killed people. They stole things. The world was full of selfishness and evil. Not only this, but many people stopped worshiping God and began worshiping other gods. And with more and more evil came more and more suffering. People were lonely, sad, full of fear and anxiety, without God and without hope. Their lives were messed up, and there was nothing they could do about it. It broke God's heart to see all this. He hated all the evil people did, but he had compassion on them and all their suffering they went through. Therefore, he sent a great Savior to wash away their sins and heal their broken hearts. This Savior's name was Savior Jesus. Savior Jesus was the most amazing person. He went from place to place and taught about God, healed the sick, and cast out demons. One time when he was teaching, some people brought a lame person to him, and he healed him and caused him to walk. Another time, Savior Jesus met a blind person who cried out for help, and he caused him to see. He did many amazing things like this, but some people hated Savior Jesus and wanted to kill him. One night, they arrested him and beat him and tortured him severely. They then hung him on two large pieces of wood called a cross. They spread out his two hands on the cross and nailed a big nail in each hand. Then they put his feet together and nailed a big nail. Then they raised the cross up, and Savior Jesus hung there and suffocated to death. The greatest man had endured the greatest suffering, but God had a plan. See, because Savior Jesus really was the Savior that God sent, he came back to life 3 days later. He came back to life and he defeated death. He defeated sin. He defeated suffering. And he defeated all demons. If someone asks why he died on the cross and came back to life, here's why. Every person that sins, God must punish, just like he punished the man and woman when they disobeyed him. But just as he had compassion on the man and the woman, he also has compassion on us. Therefore, he sent Savior Jesus. And Savior Jesus died in our place in order to take our punishment as well as wash away our sins and heal our hearts. Whoever believes in Savior Jesus and takes refuge only in him, this person's sins will be cleansed and he will be saved. This is the good news about Savior Jesus.